would be right for us to sing this prayer. And as we sing it, I think of some of the things that we heard. For instance, the verse that we just sang, "My stubborn will subdue." Does that remind you of Brother Tory not wanting to preach, even though God wanted him to preach? And the Lord brought him to that place where he was willing, and then God could use him. And you look at these other verses, and they'll remind you of things that Brother Graber brought to us tonight. The Lord spoke to us, and he wants to challenge us and help us to just open our hearts wider to him and to his working. Subdue my will, cleanse me, fill me with your power, bring me into all that you have for me, that I might live for you alone. Let's sing on the third verse and stand as we sing. Breathe on me. Say that as we go to prayer tonight. In all these meetings, you should feel free to ask for prayer. If you want someone to join you, there are people all around you who have faith in Jesus and look to him and would be happy to pray with you. Just make your need known. One of the things Brother Ward would sometimes say is, there's a lady out there, you've been in your bed and you're in pain tonight, and Jesus is right there in your room, and he'll touch you tonight, and he'll meet you and quicken you by his life. He'll heal you as you look to him and reach out to him. You know, the Lord is able. He is here in the presence and power of His Spirit tonight to meet your need, whatever that need might be. So don't hesitate to reach out to Him. And if you want help in prayer, don't hesitate to ask someone to join with you. And when we pray together and agree together, Jesus hears us and He responds and His Spirit moves to meet our needs, to quicken these bodies, to strengthen these souls. He's working tonight. He's here. You sense His presence. And so we just want to say thank you, dear Lord, that you are with us tonight. Hallelujah. We thank you that you come to meet every need, to strengthen us, to comfort us, to help us in our need. You are here, Lord, and you're a God who is able, a God of power. You are our strength and our help and our life. You meet all of our needs tonight. We thank you for that, Lord. We thank you that we can just come and trust you to breathe upon us, and trust you to fill us, and trust you to move in our midst and in our individual lives. And so, Lord, as we dismiss this meeting, we just want to pray that you will fill our hearts with faith and help us to please you by having a real expectation in these days. We're learning more about you, but Lord, we're also experiencing you, because with your word comes the moving of your Spirit and the working of your power, the manifestation of your life. Yes. And Lord, we just want to open our hearts wide to you and receive you. Hallelujah. Yes. Keep us whenever we leave this place. We know you go with us and continue to work in our hearts, and we thank you for that. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Lord bless you all, those who'd like to stay tonight. Let's continue to wait upon Him. Let's open our hearts wide to His working. Hallelujah. 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 Fill me.